Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dassler. With me as always...
Ben Vanell here, Tommy, and just try and hold me back from talking about video games this week. Yep. I've got so much on my personal agenda of video games, and I just can't wait to tear into those stories, mm-hmm. those games, mm-hmm. those updates, and all of the stuff that I have to talk about. And joining us to really dig into... a huge week in video games is the third co-host of this show.
I'm going to be the one honest one here and say I've played nothing and we're recording this 4 days before we normally do. So I haven't even had time to if I wanted to. Like, it's...
You haven't even had time to have wanted to play games.
Had time to, if I'd have wanted to, right. play anything new. Yeah. I mean, I've wanted to play it, but I just, no time. Mm-hmm. It's early in the week.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's probably going to be some news stories we'll miss. We're recording this on the Monday before the Thursday.
Yes.
Due to scheduling conflicts.
Yes.
We're scheduling some wars.
Yes.
We're organizing some conflicts. If you heard about the huge war that's broken out this
week. World War III,
That's us. We did it.
Yeah.
Sucked in.
Wow.
And it was worth it to record the podcast early.
Yeah.
I think we'd all agree.
I'm flying over to the beautiful state of WA. Got a lot of flying ahead of me.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, I'm excited to do a bit of gaming on that plane.
Have you had time to want to play games? You have.
I've had time to play games.
Yes.
But I haven't had time to want to play
sure,
games.
Sure. Still feels like an obligation.
I've been cutting out the middleman and just going straight to the act itself rather than the coveting of playing the video games.
Right.
I just like to get straight into the mix.
I think the anticipation is half the fun.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
If sex was all coming,
that's
you
it.
Wouldn't even enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
But you got to work up for 2.5 minutes to the coming.
Yeah, very nice. Something that I was going to talk about last week and we didn't get around to because our microphone stopped working.
Yes.
I saw in JB Hi-Fi the other day, the Mega Drive Mini has come out and has landed with... In terms of our personal sphere of influence.
That is the level of this show where the news of stuff coming out is from you looking at a retail store shelf.
Just happening to walk past it. Well, I just found it interesting because, you know, when the NES Mini and the SNES Mini came out, there's a lot of people in our Facebook group went in and there's a lot of like excitement of people pre-ordering. Mm-hmm. I think the Mega Drive Mini is a cool package. I think it's got a lot of good games on it.
Right.
I was considering getting one and then I realized the point that it was coming out was that, you know, that month where there was a whole bunch of other stuff coming out that I wanted to play. And I went, realistically, I'm not going to get around to this. But I do find it interesting that... Yeah, we just haven't heard anything. It's surprising to me that no one has gotten in our Facebook group and weighed in. No one seems to have gone in on it.
That makes sense. This is like the ninth thing that's come out.
Yeah, because even the PlayStation Classic or Mini or whatever it was.
Classic, I think.
I think when it was announced, there was a bit of interest. Mm. But when it came out, there was not a lot of interest.
It was a huge fizzle. And then there's been a bunch of these Mega Drive ones that have come out in the past.
Right.
They've all been shitty.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. I think... the kind of oversaturation of the idea of the mini classic console at this point. And also, I guess Sega have their work cut out for them trying to convince people like, hey, there's been shit versions of this for, you know, 10 years or whatever, but this is a legit one with good games and other stuff in it. But yeah, it does look good. They've got a good roster of games on it. It is funny that Street Fighter is now on like the SNES, like the SNES and... the Mega Drive, in addition to being its own game cartridge that you can get of all the classic old games.
That big fucking Capcom looking, it's like their logo.
Yes.
The pad?
Yeah. I don't know what to describe it as.
Like, I thought you were just saying, like, you know, Capcom has a logo.
No. That's you being an idiot, not me. That fucking thing looks so ridiculous that I kind of want it.
Kind of, yeah, I agree. There's
guess what it looks like.
I can't picture it.
It's a big board with two, you know, arcade style paddles and a six button thing, and it says Capcom.
Oh, yes, it does. Wow. You guys it's were crazy. Lying.
Even just the thing of buying a specialty like gamepad for just one style of game.
Yeah.
Always stuck out to me as very strange.
Light guns, the little fishing peripheral for the Dreamcast.
Yep.
There was that fishing rod. All those plastic attachments for Wii remotes.
Oh, yeah.
For like games that I think didn't even exist. They were just like, yeah, I guess you could hypothetically do a ping pong game on here. So here's a ping pong battle.
Yep, that's true. There was the Lynx crossbow training that came with a little gun.
Yeah.
But I remember that was like the idea was, hey, this is a pack-in because it came with the peripheral. And the thinking was, well, we'll roll out more gun games in the future. And then they just never did. I think Sega brought out like House of the Dead or something.
No, there were a few. There were those Resident Evil ones and there was one from like a Dead Space one. Mm-hmm. But they were fucking shit because the Wii remote wasn't like a gun-style pointer. You wouldn't point it at the screen and it would shoot.
Yeah.
It was more like a mouse or something where it had like just its own internal kind of...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you weren't directly pointing at the screen and it reacting to that.
Yeah. Mm.
You were just kind of controlling things with an equivalent of that, but not quite. And it didn't work for shooting games.
Look, this Capcom thing looks pretty stupid, but at least it's only 229 euros.
That's sick. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Get $400 on a fucking logo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like a sneaker guy.
Fuck.
Just show me a pic. I have seen it, but I can't recall what
again,
it looks like.
Have a guess.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So it only has 16 games on it as well.
Right. Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
I'll never
play it. Oh, so it's got games built in.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It
comes loaded
right.
with 16 classic Capcom arcade titles. You connect it to
about
the
USB. Eight of them would be different versions of Street Fighter 2 as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You have to connect it to USB and HDMI. And it has Wi-Fi on it, but yeah, it's
for what? I guess multiplayer of those games.
No, a worldwide high score leaderboard.
Damn, nice.
That's it. That's it. There's no
that's
multiplayer.
It. No, yeah. like updates for the games. Just being able to post your score. I guess that is pretty. You know, if you're getting that, if you're that into those games that you need that,
you're already
that
a
joystick.
Freak.
Totally,
you're already a freak.
It's a home arcade, so it's you're not meant to have. Online multiplayer, you know, it's two player, you know, local multiplayer.
You got to come over and put a coin on my lap.
That's
yeah.
it.
If you want to play next.
Yeah. I want a home arcade thing that comes with a little, it's a little coin slot that I perch on my TV and it will not let me play unless I load $8 in $2 coins.
That's not bad. It's like a swear jar. You're controlling your bad habits.
Yeah.
I want a smelly dude to tell me the laser tag upstairs is closed.
Yes.
I want someone else's birthday party to be at my house.
Yep.
And to like get free plays on all the games because of them. Because I've just joined in.
Mm-hmm. I want to get
Did
a
that
bunch
ever
of...
happen to you at a time zone? It was the fucking best shit. Someone had a birthday party at a time zone. No. I was nothing to do with them. And I got free plays on all the fucking things. It was all bets are off.
Wow.
Free goes.
Free goes.
I remember for like a while, I thought it was just the one machine and it had broken. So I kept playing this game. I think it was like a motorbike racing thing that I wasn't that into, but played it for ages because it was like a bargain's a bargain.
Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you guys ever go to Sidetracked?
Yes.
The best, right? I think I had two birthdays there because it was go-karts. Yeah, yeah, go-karts, an arcade, and laser tag.
And a mini golf.
And mini golf. Yeah, that's right. It was like a glow-in-the-dark mini golf or
Bumper
something.
Cars. Yeah. It had the whole fucking
that's
shit.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, paradise.
Yeah.
It was like the Royal Melbourne Show in Oakley.
It was great.
Talking about this is really making me want to have a day where we all post up at a time zone.
Yeah.
We go on one of those free... Because I remember going... I think the one... that I used to go to, they would have days, I think it was like once a month on a Sunday from like 10 a.m. or whatever, you just paid a flat fee and then everything was on free play.
Oh, wow.
It was like $20 or whatever and it was 2 hours and just like play as much as you want. So we do that and then we hit the go-kart track.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Damn. I reckon I could kill someone with a go-kart.
In what way?
Just I reckon I could get
you
out of there.
You trap them in a garage, no, turn like, on the engine.
I reckon... I haven't. I'm too big now.
You're like Bowser.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll shunt someone off the track.
I'll try and go too fast. I'll be too overconfident, and I think everything could go wrong.
I talked on the show about how we owned a go-kart when I was a kid? My dad.
What the fuck?
You haven't talked off the show about it.
My dad bought one from Sidetracked.
What?
Yeah, we had a go-kart.
That's the ultimate dream.
It was sick. We would take it down to my cousin's farm and just drive it around in a paddock. Yeah. It was,
how?
What do you mean?
Go-karts are for like the flattest possible road.
Now, I'm pretty sure one
it's
of
the
my
opposite
mates,
of a paddock.
I think they built one out of a motorbike engine and like they built a go-kart.
Yeah.
And yeah, they went around paddocks in
but
it.
But big fucking, you'd need big ass wheels to go in a paddock. They're so low. How do you do that?
It was pretty chunky handling. For sure, but... Yeah,
that's crazy.
But it's just some of the best shit of all time.
Oh, brother.
And then one night, I took it out and drove it around the street at home, and Dad cracked it and then got rid of it.
Oh,
he's
what?
Like, you can't be trusted with the fucking go-kart.
I mean, that's
we're getting
legal.
Rid of it.
I think he probably was irresponsible to buy it in the first place.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. He wasn't mad at you. He realized that he had fucked up at that moment. He was like, wait a minute. This 8-year-old can't have a car.
Yeah, this was when I was 12. And this was something that we did. The timing of it was, from my memory, almost exactly after I got better from being sick and in hospital for 2 years.
Right.
And so it's like, I've gotten the all clear, no more
cancer.
We
kind of already made plans for you to be dead, so we're going to try and make it happen as quick as possible.
So it's like, I'm out of hospital, cancer's gone, and now I have a go-kart. It's just like, wow, it's all smooth sailing from here, boys.
Let's go celebrate in the uranium mine.
But I guess that does make a lot of sense for why I thought it was a good idea to take it out on the streets, because it's like, you know what? I've survived one of the most devastating illnesses that a person can be struck down by. I'm invincible.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this thing onto the Hume Highway and see how it goes. Because I was always begging. I was like, always, because you're right. Like, it handling it around just a paddock.
It's not ideal.
It was doable, but...
It doesn't sound possible.
In the back of my head, it was just like, this thing on the fucking open road would be something else. And I was always begging Dad, just going, think how good it would be. Which, to be fair, there's no argument back to that. You know, just... It'll be really good, right? Yeah, I know it will, but we still can't.
No, it wouldn't, because you go under a fucking truck. Mm. No one can see a go-kart on the road.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it's just dangerous.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking it's
I'm furious at your dad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just thinking it's like Toad's Turnpike. You know, I hit the truck. I just kind of bounce up and down a couple times and then I'm good to go again.
They're all driving pretty slowly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, you just fucking hit one and you're like, wah! Oh boy, what a day.
All the coins come spilling out of my pocket. Fond memories of owning a go-kart.
We had billy carts because I lived in the mountains.
Oh,
a lot of hills. Perfect to really break some bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a driveway and some wood.
Yeah.
Not a fucking full-on go-kart.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did you ever make a billy cart?
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. Yeah,
like, we made so many of them. We'd have like family, like cousins come over and be like, oh, we brought some wheels from a bike that we took apart, you know, and we're like, oh, let's upgrade these ones, get like 3 people in it.
We need 16 carts.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah. We had races. We had billy cart races.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it was so good. I remember,
you
like,
sound like you're prepping for the Birdman rally up there.
Well, we were. We made a 3-man one after watching Cool Runnings.
Tight.
And really hurt ourselves.
Yeah.
Like really steep hills up there.
Yeah.
A lot of trees at the bottom of the hills.
Once you're in a bobcat, what are they called? Bobsleds.
Yes.
You can't jump out either.
No.
You're in until the bottom.
But you couldn't jump out because we committed to doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed the weight to push it down.
Right.
But then it's like... We're smashing them at the bottom of the hill. Oh, it was so much fun.
I've still got a scar on my hand from coming off a billy cart when I was a little kid.
I got a scar on my hand from coming this morning. I really went hard. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
It hurt.
You really had that anticipation phase.
Dude, that was
going.
a hell of a 2.5 minutes. Imagine coming quickly. Just about the funniest thing. I learned a lot from a certain movie this weekend about being funny.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that Good Boys movie?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of weird peripherals, there's a game coming out in a couple of weeks that I guess we'll talk about. I guess we'll all go in on it.
Mm.
But we realized before the show, we never touched on the announcement of it, Nintendo's Ring Fit Adventure.
Yeah.
Just to be one of the strangest looking games I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new fitness peripheral that they're bringing out.
I got a scar from my last Ring Fit Adventure. Didn't quite fit.
I'm sending a tape of this into Robert De Niro. He's going to fucking love it. Check out this guy. He's a real fuckhead.
When I get out there, call me the Riddler.
But yeah, this game, I think it looks cool. I think it looks really interesting.
Yeah.
I like that they've, you know, Nintendo have always enjoyed their dalliances with fitness gaming.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that they've put more than just a bit of a standard do some exercises in front of the telly kind of sheen on it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be more annoying than that, though, if the game is not good.
That's my concern. So, like, I really like fitness boxing, but all you're doing is punching in time and you get, you know, visual cues and a little feedback from the nunchuck or from the Joy-Con. But if there was, like, a bunch of bullshit dialogue options and following people around and doing quests in between,
like,
I wouldn't be getting fit.
Doing fitness in the context of, like, random battles or whatever might seem more annoying than just, I don't know.
I read a little preview of it today. There's a couple of outlets got it in advance and I think there was, like, some embargo that's lifted, so a whole bunch of stuff went up today.
Yeah.
And the impression that I got was that it's pretty constant. The battles aren't... It's very much on rails, so it's kind of, you know, you're kind of jogging for a bit and then you're doing these battles, and the battles are just... It's just a, you know, a polish to... as an excuse to get you to go through a bunch of different exercises.
Right.
So it's not, yeah, it's not like random, like, oh shit, you're in a battle, quick, get down on the ground and do some crunches.
Yeah,
you know, it's a bit more like, now you've done this for 5 minutes, now you're at this part. It's like very kind of deliberately segmented to kind of take you through a bit of a routine.
Right.
So
that sounds better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Yeah.
If it's nice, like, rapping for it. I don't really understand. So the thing is just like a rubber ring that has tension and you have to pull against it,
I guess.
And then you have the other Joy-Con on your leg.
Yeah, so...
And you're dancing around at the same time.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so one's measuring your movement and then the other one is, yes, you can pull or push for strength, I think. Oh, and you can also... You can hold it in front of you and move it up and down and it detects which way your body is tilting.
Sure.
So as you're running, you can like... There's levels where you're like running along and like moved out of the way of projectiles that are coming at you and stuff like that. So yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
Yeah. Often with the fitness boxing stuff, the most tiring shit is the dodging.
Mm-hmm.
It's like dodging to the left, back, dodging like, and just repeating those motions is exhausting. And it helps your core, obviously, as well. So if it's, more of that kind of full body workout stuff, that
you're looking forward to getting that summer rig in order?
I've got to. I've got to, baby. I'm excited to see if this is bad or good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's fascinating. It kind of came out of nowhere. Because there was that, I don't even think we talked about it, because there was like a teaser video where it was a whole bunch of people just holding the ring in front of the TV before they showed what it was.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And it was like, London.
Yeah.
Hong Kong.
That's right.
Tokyo.
Yeah. Really keen to stress that they're going global with this one for a change.
Nintendo has invented a portal.
Yes.
You can jump through this and go to any of the major cities.
Yeah. I can't believe we didn't talk about that at the time.
It's
also wacky.
It was very strange.
I am interested in it. I'm after a fitness thing. Fitting this whole ring in my mouth.
Yes.
Very good.
And so I'm looking forward to giving it a try.
People should go and watch the announcement trailer if they haven't already.
Nah.
Even if you're not a fan of Nintendo, because the guy hosting it is one of the creepiest looking and sounding human beings I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes.
His delivery, his read of every line is so off and weird and just like completely off-putting.
I don't think I saw it.
You got to check this guy out.
It's bizarre. It's like...
This is some Joker shit you're doing now.
Man, honestly...
Putting them on blast. He's going to come up...
It looks like he's being held at gunpoint.
Yeah.
And they're like, be excited.
He's probably confused by what it is as well.
Yeah,
or just
probably.
An actor or something. I don't know. That shit's hard.
He's very like over the top American kind of personal trainer kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But it's just his specific reads of the lines that he's been given are just like kind of just weird inflections on words and stuff like that. It's a great, like, I was watching it going, I'm actually interested in this product. This looks cool. And then like hovering between that and like, this is one of the strangest human beings I've ever seen
is
in my life.
Is this the first cyborg that we've ever seen in real life? Yeah.
Yeah, check it out, folks. It's good stuff.
I'm not sure what the video game Hall of Fame is, but speaking of Nintendo, Reggie Fils-Aimé is in it now.
Oh.
A Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yep.
For his work at Nintendo. Who runs the Video Game Hall of Fame?
Yeah, who else is in there?
Surely we're in there.
Did he just set this up?
It's a not-for-profit organization, out of Iowa.
Okay.
Oh my God, that Billy Mitchell dude is one of the board director.
Oh wow.
Oh.
So yeah, fuck. Yeah, who cares?
Yep. Basically,
the hot sauce king Billy Mitchell, who like, did we talk about all that shit of him like losing all those records because Guinness was like, hey, we figured out you cheated.
We might have done it on like a Bandcamp episode, maybe?
I think we talked about it. That's news that's happened
right
in the time that we've been doing this pod.
Yeah,
I have a memory of talking about it.
So
for people who don't know who we're talking about, he's the subject of the documentary The King of Kong.
Yeah.
And he was the world record Donkey Kong holder for many, many, many years.
Now he's like suing some company, I guess Twin Galaxies, who held those records, or maybe Guinness. I can't remember, but he's suing them to like get his records back, to be like, some of them, yeah, I cheated. The other ones, though, I didn't.
There's no proof, at least.
This is actually crazy.
Like, I just love the idea of suing the Guinness Book of World Records. And then next year, their new edition comes out and you're in it under biggest cunt.
He put out like a public sort of statement PDF thing.
Great.
That's fucking weird. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
Specifically the file format of .pdf.
Yeah, hold on. Billy Mitchell defense PDF gets you a bunch of government shit. Donkey.
Donkey PDF.
All right, here we go. Billy Mitchell defense.com. Must include Donkey. King of Kong, Billy Mitchell. Here we go. Frame for Donkey Kong cheat. He's saying he was framed.
Oh.
But people are saying that he used frame by frame.
That'd make for a hell of a sequel.
A 156-page package.
Wow. All right,
we'll start reading now and maybe we'll have enough content for a full episode.
So
let's go line by line on this thing.
It's up here on the title is Billy Mitchell Evidence Package.
Great.
Okay. And this is, and I'm not fucking messing around here.
Yeah,
this is really it.
Yeah.
Can I have a look at what kind of visual presentation are we talking?
That's going to be some surprises.
That is, so this is the front page of his 156-page thing. It's just a PDF on Google Drive.
Yep. Let's call it a manifesto.
Not yet. So I want you to tell me, just explain what is on the cover of that.
All right. So,
that he has made.
Okay, so this is a cover page. It says Billy Mitchell Evidence Package, and there's a photo of him that is has been stretched up.
Yeah.
So it's not in the right.
It's all wrong. He looks way taller and thinner.
Yeah.
And he's in the middle holding a big award being given to him and surrounded by a whole bunch of like models who are there waving at the camera to make him look. It's the strangest thing.
Oh my God.
To be like, hey guys, I'm innocent. You want to know how? Here's a photo of me looking weird.
Yeah.
Table of contents is written on that front page as well. And then on the second page is the table of contents. Section
this is
one.
Like someone in grade six's first school assignment where they haven't learned how to change the font or do proper formatting. Yeah.
So you've got an introduction. Section one is 1,047,200 was not a score submission. So he's saying, the thing you're telling me, I didn't even do it.
Right.
Didn't even submit it. Section two, tape validity. Part one, TG tape justification. Part two, evidence of tampering. Section three, 1,062,800 witness statements. He's got four different sections of witness statements.
My God.
Perfect Pac-Man evidence defending the score, recklessness, and its effects. That's what I want to go to.
Yep.
1980s score evidence, some more shit, Nintendo hardware certification, technical evidence, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
God.
And then Carlos Pinheiro.
Oh,
I don't know who
this
that is.
Carlos fellow.
Carlos is someone, you know, backing him up, and he signed it.
Right.
So, anyway, he's got
so this is 150... What,
156 pages of documents.
This is not even a legal. I mean, if he's suing, it's a civil case, but like, this is about a world record in a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also a huge part of his reputation.
Yeah.
I suppose, because like, what do you know him from?
Did he sue the King of Kong? Like, they made him seem like an absolute prick.
Maybe he did. I don't know. But like, he probably can't.
Yeah.
He
probably signed a bunch of shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Before being in that.
Yeah.
He seems like the kind of guy that wouldn't have even thought that he came off badly in that.
Yeah.
He probably, and you know, because he sells his hot sauce and shit, he probably would have been like, I mean, way more people know who he, I mean, I wouldn't know who he was if it wasn't for
No, neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy shit. Have a look for it.
I love this guy.
Type in Billy Mitchell defense PDF donkey.
Think about all the things
on
that
page two.
You've wanted to, you've told yourself you're going to work on someday that you think are like, you know, actually interesting or great ideas and that you've never gotten around to. And it's like this cunt just firing off a 157 page defense PDF with witness statements. What are these witness statements?
Yeah. People who saw him do it.
Right. So he's... Right. So like he's just gone back.
A
he's
witness.
Like,
yeah.
So he's just gone back. He's like, you remember seeing me clock Donkey Kong and break the record?
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. But so what? So the people that say that he
wrap your head around the idea of what a witness is.
So people that say that he
and they make some kind of statement. You say,
yeah.
Now what's a statement?
Not, he's not contesting that the score that so. It seems as though, after having briefly scanned this 156-page document,
yes,
he's saying that the one that they're claiming he cheated with, he's saying he never submitted.
I was just fooling. I didn't actually mean to submit. I was just mucking around.
Hey, what if we made out? Just kidding. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a friend sent that score. That wasn't actually me. A friend got my phone and sent that score. But if you wanted to, I don't know. That's actually crazy. I never thought of it, but why not give it a try?
I was hacked. I got hacked.
There's a whole bunch of Russian hackers sitting there in Russia in their computer farms trying to get into people's Facebooks so they can go onto a girl they likes page and go, hey, what if we made out?
Yeah.
Or we did it, everyone.
No, the Russian hacker's just walking.
A big whistle pulls. We got one. A 14-year-old is embarrassed on the other side of the world.
No, I thought it was like the Russian hackers just going to a library and waiting to find someone who's left their Facebook signed in on a public computer and then making their status, I'm gay.
Yes. Ironically looking like the dude from Incognito Mode. Yes.
What's this? I want to hear a bit from the section of recklessness and...
It's too confusing to get your way around on it. I put it away because it
okay.
it's
too Yeah, much. Given that I couldn't handle the concept of a witness statement.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, Billy Mitchell seems weird.
Yeah. What a freak. What a fucking full-on freak.
Some other stuff that's happened before we're recording this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There may have been more during this week, but hey, we got to do it when we got to do it.
Hey, we can't look into the future.
I don't have a crystal ball. I got two of them right down there under my dick. They're made of crystal and they are sensitive.
Yeah.
Really?
If they were to be kicked, probably would get less injured than regular balls. If they're made of crystal.
When they start to tingle, you know it's about to rain.
Yeah, if you rub your finger along
them,
it's actually kind of rude to rub your finger on them because it's like testing if they're real crystal.
Sure, yeah.
Or not. I've heard that's a thing with glasses.
I thought you meant like rubbing the Buddha's tummy for luck.
No. That's my tummy. Red Dead 2 is getting a PC port on the 5th of November.
They're removing all of the racism.
Are they?
It's a PC port.
So, oh, I get it.
Come on.
I think me and Adam need to collaborate on a 157-page PDF.
Yeah.
On why that was so bad.
Well, I've got
Ben Vanel,
some witnesses.
Indefensible donkey. yeah, so it's on the Rockstar launcher in November and then we'll be on Steam in December.
So Red Dead 1 never was on PC?
No.
Yeah.
It was too fucked up was the reason I heard. It was too like the code was all janky and it was all crazy and it like barely worked on consoles.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just never fucked with it. Now this one's coming though. Which is pretty cool. I think it'd be a good game to have mods for. I'd love to fly around in that world.
Yeah.
I never really got into doing that with GTA, actually. I've never played the PC version of that.
Yeah, neither.
Or GTA 5 specifically. But the other ones, I did a bit of that on. And it was always really fun. Running around as like a Pikachu or whatever, shooting things.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon gets modded in first, Shrek or Goku?
Shrek.
Yep, Shrek.
100%.
Shrek, the first one to be modded in a million times as well.
And he'll be in like that swamp mansion.
Yes.
It already works for
him. Yeah, good point. Someone's already sitting there. Someone's got it all built, just just raring to go.
Oh, yeah.
The second it strikes midnight on release date.
I want someone to make a mod where every piece of Arthur Morgan's dialogue is replaced with him praising horses. So every time, like, that you're in any cutscene, when normally he'd go like, God damn it, Dutch, you lost your damn mind. He'd go, good boy.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Okay.
There's a boy.
Easy girl.
Yeah, good boy. Just that again and again and again.
Yep,
that's
I like
all
it.
He says. That's all anyone in the game says.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's walking around. And every
with Arthur's voice,
yeah. Every single person and seagull and everything is great. Just going, "Hey, boy,
okay,
hey, good boy, whoa, boy, good boy, there you go, boy."
Okay,
someone do that.
Okay,
I wonder if we have any listeners who are proficient at making mods.
I hope so.
We've never done that. We've never done a call out to the mod community and tried to get our own Filthy Casuals branded mod out there.
What
are the good? Yeah, that game. I think that game being modded is more interesting than GTA.
Yeah.
Because GTA is already modern. So the juxtaposition of having weird shit in a Western game seems more interesting to me.
Agreed.
Mm. Yeah.
And also I just prefer Red Dead 2 to GTA 5.
Yeah.
So that helps.
What about you cross them over so you have billboards for Life Hacker and shit? Ye old Life Hacker.
Yeah, maybe one mission you get like cowboys stoned and a bunch of aliens come.
Yeah. Genuinely, what do you think the first thing? Someone will put a car in there. That'll be one of the first things.
Yeah, and a plane.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what the first things for GTA games always were. It was always like, you know, typical kind of, here's Barney the Dinosaur or Homer Simpson or whatever.
Yep.
Outside of that, the multiplayer will be on the PC now, so that'll be interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This game will stay in the number one charts for years and years, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Same way GTA 5 has. There was another thing about how they were making Rockstar a bully too.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
They made it for like 18 months at some indeterminate point in time.
Mm. And after Bully 1.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
But I can't say for
no,
sure.
No, that's fair.
They fully worked on it for a year.
Maybe
and
that's
a half.
Why they scrapped it. They were like, why are we making the sequel to this thing that we haven't even made yet?
I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves.
Can't help but feel like we're putting the cart before the horse.
That'd be a good mod. Change the carts to be in front of the horses.
Yes.
Right.
Two. Yes.
I'd be into that.
Make it so that the dogs pat you.
What about if your hat's always falling off?
Yeah.
Or like a Charlie Chaplin movie.
Yeah. Big stack of hats.
Oh,
big
yeah.
stovepipe stack of hats. They're all one on top of each other and you've got to like balance them.
Yes, okay.
That's a separate little game.
Yeah.
I might get a fucking PC going if this is if these all pan out, I genuinely might invest.
Yeah. I have plugged mine back into the TV, my new TV. I got a little IKEA kind of cupboardy thing for it to go next to it.
We saw all this last week and it's looking beautiful.
Yeah,
and
it really
so
is.
So I'm setting it up to have emulators and shit on it.
Yeah, great.
And it's a little bit of work, but it's kind of relaxing work.
Yeah.
My goal is to have literally every video game ever made
playable on your TV.
On the one couch.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. And it's possible to do.
Yeah.
So everything prior to the PS2, you can emulate on this PC pretty well, right? And then what you do is you get a PS2, an Xbox, an original one, and a Wii.
Yeah. Right.
You plug them into the TV.
Yep.
And they've each got a 2 terabyte hard drive in them.
Yep.
And then they've got every game that ever released for them on that thing.
Yeah, okay.
Which you can do. You can get that going. It takes a little bit of screwdriving.
Your power bill is going to be through the roof.
My playing with power bill will compensate for that. I won't be doing them all at once. I'm not going to have everything running at the
and
whole,
leave them
all
on
the time.
All the time. Yeah.
Just
that's what I'm imagining.
Just the hottest room in the world.
Yeah.
And then you get the Wii that does the GameCube and the Wii.
Yeah.
You can get a 360 and a PS3. You can mod them, but they're recent enough that I'd feel morally wrong about that. So you just buy games for them.
Right,
Yep.
And then you got the modern ones
there.
You can have it all plugged into the one fucking thing.
Yep.
You can have everything in there.
You get a big HDMI switcher.
You gotta get a switcher.
Get a switcher.
I don't have a switcher.
I got one and it didn't work. Oh. Because HDR, it doesn't work with an HDR.
Oh, sure,
thing. So
right.
Be careful about that.
That's
I wasted like $30.
Man, I have learned so much about fucking different types of hard drives that exist. Hard drives
SATA?
Used to be, that's the modern one.
Yeah.
IDE were the ones that the Xbox had in. You've got to get a different fucking ribbon.
The fucking ribbons. I used to make or take apart and make PCs. And
who doesn't want to buy the ribbon?
These cunts are complicated, man.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
do you think you'll actually do that, or is it just?
I'm like halfway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I've got shit in the post coming. I got half of it here already.
Wow.
I'm, okay. like, fully doing it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm, like...
Never aim to, like, own property or anything. Like, there's no...
It's, like, 60 bucks.
What?
It's fine. Yeah, you don't have to pay much at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. These are cheap.
Yeah, I guess the point. Picture them all as like being, you know, like
it's just a regular
items.
Fucking laptop hard drive, and it's cheap plastic shit made in some warehouse in China that you get added onto it. That's all you got to do. All up to play. I mean, I already had the PC, and I had a PS2 and an Xbox already, and a Wii.
Well, then,
those are like 50 bucks each on eBay.
Yeah, right.
I reckon you could get every game in the world playable for less than $2,000.
Plus,
all
and then
up,
plus a PC.
From zero, including the PC.
Including the PC. I guess if you're playing old games, it doesn't have to be a good PC.
Yeah, you don't need... Yeah, if you're only going up to PS1, you don't need...
You can get a medium boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like me. And then what you do is you turn all the lights off.
Yes.
You call your girlfriend. You say, hey, sorry, toots.
I've got 8 consoles now. I don't got no room for you.
And I'm going out with a little guy named Mario.
And then you come into your job co-hosting a video games podcast and go, I haven't played anything this week. Yeah. I have access to everything that's been ever made. And I'm still playing
honestly,
nothing.
I've been rewatching Arrested Development.
It's so much effort to download all the fucking shit you need.
I went outside and played Foursquare.
I had to burn a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
when
wow.
was the last time you fucking did that?
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's a bit of hassle, but I think when it's done, it'll be cool to be able to like turn on all these things and go like, I can play a fucking 20-year-old SpongeBob game who's in.
Damn. I'm kind of jealous.
It's funny.
Yeah. It's very funny.
To be able
it,
to play
it is very funny.
It's funny. It's a funny, good justification.
It's ridiculous.
It's a funny quote unquote hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be able to have it set up there. So for some hypothetical apocalypse where the internet and the fucking power still works.
Oh, here we go. We're back on this.
Yeah. This is
Knox's doomsday prepping. It's
it
not
is.
Like
I'm a prepper.
Food or supplies.
Whatever.
It's. It's video games.
I can go get food.
It's
but
old
it's your
video
mind.
Games as
you got to
well.
Look after your mind.
That's very true.
And what's better for looking after your mind than
books?
Playing Crash Twin Sanity on the PS2.
No, yeah, no,
or do you want to play it on the Xbox? You can if you want. Do you want to play it?
What about handhelds?
Handheld, okay. So
oh,
here's the thing.
You've got him. You've got him.
No, no, no.
But he's got an answer for you.
Yeah. All you
got
to do, and honestly, I'm a cunt. Listen to this. I've got it all figured out.
Yes.
If you have a 3DS and a Vita, you can do it.
Oh, right.
A Vita will do the Vita and the PSP.
Yes.
A 3DS will do the 3DS. And it will do the DS if you have a little thing to go in it. And then all the other ones you just play on the PC.
That's true. You emulate. Yeah.
You can pretty much emulate all of them anyway.
Yeah,
the problem
right.
is with like emulators have come so much further than they used to be. Mm. It's fucking nuts.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a good thing called OpenEMU on the
Mac.
Yeah,
I've got that one.
Yeah,
that's got
what I
heaps
on Mac.
Built into it.
So good.
Yeah.
What about the Virtual Boy? I reckon you might be in trouble there.
You can do it on OpenEMU. You can do it. So RetroArch is the one to use on
true.
PC.
I've played the tennis one, I think.
Yeah.
It was... hurt my eyes.
It's so easy to do these days
and
they're mostly pretty effective. There's a weird world of like ones that are paid now, which seems weird to do for an emulator where it's like all a bit gray anyway.
You're paying for the service, not for the games.
Well, yeah, you're paying for exactly the
that,
work
that would be the justification
into the program.
Yeah.
But most of them are open source kind of free things.
Yeah.
Because the point of it is archival really.
Sure.
That is...
Yeah, it's not like you're really fucking over the big video games companies by playing a Game Boy game.
I'm not pirating you. You can pirate Switch games now.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It is possible to hack and pirate Switch games on a piece of real hardware right now.
Right.
Don't do that.
No.
That's shitty. They're new.
Yeah.
It's possible to play any PC game that comes out, like, almost day of.
Yes.
But anything that, like, just isn't for sale anymore.
Yeah,
what's the harm?
Yeah.
You know, who's getting hurt by me fucking digging into Vex with two X's for the Xbox? who's in trouble if I'm tracking down a copy of Guitaru Man?
Yeah.
There's only one victim in what you're doing, and it's you yourself.
Yeah. It's me and everyone who has to deal with my slowly isolationist, my increasing tendencies to just separate myself from the world.
Okay.
Yes. But no, honestly, it's like, it's very relaxing to set it up. You know, like the guy who is in his garage working on the car he'll never drive?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. That's
Except he's shut the garage door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm turning my rock music up loud.
Yep.
And I'm pretending not to cry.
It's your...
No, I feel fine. It's honestly very relaxing.
It's your hot rod.
Yeah.
And then when it's done, you run a hose from the back of the PC in through the window.
Yeah, that's how you clean it out.
For me, I make hot rods out of Lego. But genuinely, that is my relaxing building a thing.
There you go.
Thing.
It's interesting. Yeah. I have been thinking recently about I would like a little project like that. I mean, I'm working on an exhibition, which I guess is kind of a similar thing. Like, I have a date, I'm kind of chipping away at it.
But that's ultimately pointless. Yeah.
That is a creative thing that you're using, like, different parts of your brain. I feel like building something technological is very different from a creative pursuit.
It's making lists and ticking off boxes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And having just like a problem and then a solution and you get keep going down this forest path of obstacles, you know, because every time you get to the next thing, you're like, okay, so I just need to do this.
Yeah.
And then there's some fucking curveball that comes along where it's like, actually, you need to partition that hard drive into 2 1-terabyte blocks.
Totally.
It's like, fucking why, cunt? Why?
You're out of money. Your
Everyone
card is overdrawn.
Who's ever made these fucking things, no one ever communicated with each other. It's just like technology is so on such a weird little precipice of it. It's so balanced on the flimsiest foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I doubt there's anyone in the world genuinely who would know how to start again from scratch if all computers burned tomorrow.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to rebuild them.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
all built
yeah.
upon the knowledge of the past to such a point that no one knows all of anything.
Well,
you know
my
what I mean?
Whole yeah, yeah. My teens were I was a PC gamer.
Yeah.
And like didn't have heaps of money, so it'd be like, I want to upgrade this graphics card so I can play this other game.
Yeah.
That maybe I was given for Christmas, but it's like lower settings, it's barely running. And so you research it, you buy like this magazine, you read the newspaper, and you go through the thing, and you go to the shop, and you buy a graphics card for like $350. And it might not even work.
Doesn't work with the motherboard.
It doesn't work with the motherboard.
You got a fucking this other problem.
But then it's
like,
it doesn't
support this technology. That it's still all the same shit.
All the drivers don't work. Yeah. They're not compatible with your Windows. This, like,
oh man. And then like all these things don't talk to each other, and you got to update them for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not for some reason. It's because things change. But
yeah,
I don't understand how technology that is. Making use of old technology that has existed in the same way for 20 years in some cases now, how that needs to be updated. But it's because people keep making strides in it. Like, you can't emulate really an original Xbox at the moment for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
It was just never documented that well. People haven't been able to figure it out properly yet. But it's getting better and better, and I think it's really fucking cool.
Mm.
The idea that you can that everything would be playable forever really appeals to me. Just because from purely an archival thing, like, I hope we don't lose that stuff.
Mm.
I also do really like that there's people that are clearly, like, very talented at that are trying to get that to work. And it's like the idea of someone's creativity, you know, not being, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I can't draw, I can't, you know. It's like, this is my talent, is trying to get this to work. So
my
big
sure.
creative pursuit will be this thing that brings enjoyment to a lot of people in a, you know, in a very weird and different way.
Mm.
I kind of really admire that, the people that are just devoting their time to sitting down and being like, how do we fucking get this? How do we get this game from 20 years ago to work on a PC?
People make crazy shit to get around dumb problems that shouldn't exist anymore, but just because people keep making things relatively cheaply and don't give a shit. The majority of people don't give a shit if stuff continues to work or not, or if stuff's
well documented.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people, like, it's so impressive how far it's come. Because, like, up to sort of the SNES or whatever has always been relatively simple to get going on whatever.
Yeah.
But everything beyond there was always a bit of a fuck. And it's all so much better than it used to be, which is really cool. And then you can have the actual hardware for some of it moddable. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
I like it. And, yeah, I'm going to set it up, put it in a box. And then, like, once every 4 months, go, like, I wonder if Mario World looks the same still. And try it, go, like, yeah. Oh, I wonder if Voodoo Vince is on this Xbox still. Oh, no, the hard drive's dead.
There really is nothing like being super into something that you're doing at the time and enjoying the process of it, even though you know that the end result is just going to have an absolutely negligible effect on your life. Like, man, it's not like buying a car, building a car from scratch that I then need to get around. So, it's like, well, that's going to help me. It's like, you literally, like I said before with the exhibition, it's like, I'm putting so much time into this and that, you know, it'll be satisfying and feel good to put on this thing. But really, life stays the same once it's done. Like, you know.
I figured out that I can pretty much fit every English language game onto that 2 terabyte hard drive.
Right.
In between, if you get it, so between like the PS2 and the Xbox and the Wii being a GameCube, between the three of them, from that generation, you can get pretty much every game that's in English on those hard drives. So I was like, that's pretty cool. And I had a moment where I was clicking download on Hannah Montana Karaoke, where I was like, oh, what am I doing? Is it like, I don't want to not download it because I don't want to one day go like, it's not all of them, is it?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, oh, fuck, dude. Do I need Disney Golf on here?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
There's something wrong in my brain where I do.
Yeah. Well, if someone walks in and goes, do you have Disney Golf? You can't be like, no, that's the one.
And it's never going to happen.
No,
I'm not letting anyone walk in there.
No.
With the apocalypse has come. I'm a warlord in my own little domain.
Yes.
It's a stupid fucking waste of time. But
I love that this has just been happening in the background. Yeah. And Ben and I had no idea that you've been...
I've only been squirreling away at this.
Yeah.
The last like week or two.
Okay.
And it's just like...
But it's taken over.
The last...
The bachelor finished and now you have nothing else.
The last few days I've really been hunkering down.
Yeah,
I love
right.
it.
Just because when it's all there, you know what I mean? When you've got all your little bits on a shelf and it's like with your Amiibo shit or whatever.
But literally, I was just about to say, like, I do miss... I want like a weird just... kind of weird hobby that I devote to. And I genuinely was getting swept up. I did love getting those stupid little fucking Amiibo for a little while. And now they've kind of given up on them. And I'm going to get rid of them soon because it's just like, they're just clutter and
if you collect
whatever
them
they become.
All, what you do is you put them all in a box and forget about them.
Yes.
And that's what I want to be able to do.
Yeah,
I want to
collect
all this shit together and then go, that's done and never touch it again.
Well, I started picking up a very nerdy hobby that I used to do as a early teens, which was Warhammer.
Masturbating.
No,
that
has continued at pace.
Yeah.
No, I was picking up Warhammer again, just collecting the things and painting them for the satisfaction of being like, that looks nice now.
You want to talk about never buying a house.
Oh,
those are some expensive cars. Yeah.
I don't know how I afforded them as a kid. I must have had fuck all. Actually, no, but I had heaps of it.
Yeah,
I think
it's
all I bought for like 3 years of my life.
I was like that
with like Magic the Gathering and Pokemon cards.
I was into the Pokemon
every
cards.
Every disposable bit. I started on Pokemon and then went up to Magic.
Yeah.
And every bit of disposable income was just like, go and get another pack or, buy that one off. But that always felt like a bit of a cheat to me, being able to buy like the one specific card that you wanted or needed rather than rolling the dice on the pack of them that was completely random.
The point was the gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like buying a specific card is like earning a day's wages instead of trying to gamble it.
Yeah.
It feels like cheating.
Yeah, right.
I think with the Warhammer thing now... I was I could buy as much as I had as a kid in a day for myself.
Right.
And I think that kind of takes away the fun of it. You know, like as a kid, it was like, holy shit. Like I spent all this time. I saved this money. I got this present, from a grandparent. And finally I had like these squads that I wanted.
Yeah.
And that was the fun of it, that collecting aspect.
I think that is the child I'm trying to kill by having all of these video games.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely, yeah.
That little kid who was like, I wonder what fucking MTV music generator is like. I'm trying to think of obscure games every time and it's starting to get difficult.
I know, I've noticed. I've been enjoying it though. You had a fucking good run there.
Yeah. Anyway, but like the little kid who was sitting there reading a magazine going, oh, I'm going to play Jaeger for the Xbox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wonder what Battle Engine Aquila's like.
Mm-hmm. He's back on.
You
I'm
could
gonna
be making
play
these
Dynasty
up
Warriors
point.
4 Extreme Legends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they just that having that switch it on.
Yeah.
And then switch your brain off, baby. Mm-hmm. Same as the Warhammer. Sniff them paints.
Absolutely, that's part of it.
I kind of like the idea of collecting vinyl. That's like the one thing I've thought that would be enjoyable to dive into. I've got a pretty good collection over there. Yeah. But especially like Japanese city pop. You and I have talked about this, Ben. A lot of that stuff isn't on streaming. So if you want to hear it, really the only way to track it down is to
get reissued
vinyl.
Prints of it. Yeah.
You can get a lot of it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
There's sort of community for it.
But but especially too, like if like traveling a lot too, I kind of like the idea of, you know, the people that you read about that are really into vinyl and travel a lot, where it's like, cool, you're in a new spot, hit the record store, you know, you make that your first port of call.
Sure,
it gives you kind of something to do if you're in a, you know, if you're having to move around a lot for work. Like I kind of like that aspect of it, and it does seem like a good kind of adult one as where it's like,
well, music, you're never gonna be like, I don't like music anymore. Why don't I buy all these albums?
Yeah,
sure.
Like, and especially vinyl, like I remember like the peak of DVD, being obsessed with having a big DVD library. Mm-hmm. Like I would buy as many as I could.
Yep.
I just liked the, I thought, this is, I genuinely was convinced this is timeless. A bit like what you're talking about with the games. You know you're never going to play all of them or indeed any of them.
I literally am not going to live for long enough.
Yeah. But it's liked the idea of having I had this big shelf and I just loved looking at it and going, God, I could watch any of these right now.
What if you end up 53 years old and you want to pop in Superman 3?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You better have that DVD ready to go.
Yep.
But change the physical and just put it all on hard drives.
Yeah.
Get
That's
digital,
what I did.
Baby.
I also had a big DVD collection, but I'd moved house enough times that it was like, I'm not lugging these cunts around the next time I move.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You want to, like, having a collection that you can not physically have to have occupy space.
Yeah.
That's a nice dream. I collect walks.
Just quickly to touch on a couple of things that I've played this week.
Yes.
I am up to the final dungeon or level or whatever you want to call it of Link's Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the Windfish's Egg.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. And I increasingly towards the end of this game have just had to get on and look up a guide.
Right.
There is more and more just completely obscure puzzle solving that I don't even feel bad about quote unquote cheating, because it's like I literally would never have figured this out if I hadn't. I don't feel like I'm shortchanging myself. I just would not. Like, have you played through it in full ever, Adam?
Yeah.
So, you know, the very end of it, you get put in a dungeon that has there's a doorway to the top and the left and the right, and you have to go through rooms in a very specific sequence that you've learnt about earlier in the game, but in a way that's very easy to miss. You have to go and have read it and written that down earlier at a point in the game, and if you haven't done that, which I hadn't, it doesn't give you a little wink of like, hey, maybe go back to the library and have a little gander in there.
Uh-huh.
You're just walking around going, why is this fucking room repeating again and again and again?
Okay.
So without that, I would have had no clue.
Some things about that game make it feel almost like it was made like 26 years ago and they just didn't change a goddamn thing about it and put it back out again for full price. It feels like that sometimes.
What I do really love about it in terms of the story, and apologies for spoiling a 26-year-old game, there's a, you know, like increasingly as the game goes on, characters start to say to you, hey, when you wake up this windfish, everyone on the island is going to die. This island just exists in his dreams.
Yes.
So we're all gone. Yeah. And then you as the character/player just go, all right.
I'm forging ahead.
Keep plowing on.
The owl keeps telling me to do it.
Yeah, you don't get an option to just like tap out and just chill on the island and have a good time.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's tropical.
Yeah. You got Marin there.
Yeah.
She's clearly enamored with Link.
Yeah.
You got a little dog.
Make
you got
her start a little family on the island. Hang out with them rabbits.
Yeah. Why are you so desperate to get out?
Yeah.
Back to fucking Hyrule where there's like some big pig cunt trying to kill you all the time.
Well, because he sailed off. It's the same Link as from the first two, right? That's what it's meant to be. And then after those two, I think this was the story in like the booklet of the original Game Boy game that it was they re-released 26 years later for full price.
He sails off after two.
Yeah.
And then it ends up on the beach.
Yes. I think he's like, fuck this. I beat him twice.
Right.
I
need a holiday.
I need to get out of here. I'm going to sail off alone. Oh, no, a storm.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's a divergent timeline from then A Link to the Past.
A Link to the Past is a
separate
world.
Yeah. Mm.
But all that timeline shit is so stupid.
They've got a catalog
somewhere.
Yeah.
Nintendo themselves have said it's what it is now. Fuck. But it doesn't really make sense. And it is an important item.
No, no.
Totally happy for it to be a retelling of the same legend again and again.
I think there's like a small handful that exist in the same timeline, and then the rest are all
like
just
Wind Waker
separate.
Goes to the DS ones.
Yes.
Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, one after another.
Yeah.
It looks like Breath of the Wild will be a two will be a continuation.
Yeah. Link Between Worlds and Link to the Past are the same world. Yeah.
Are they though? They're the same map, but are they?
I think it's a direct sequel.
Yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure.
Interesting.
And it's like, because I feel I can't, it's been
a few
years.
Is Breath of the Wild a follow on of any? Because it's like in the future.
Well, and they're all like, then the world is fine for 300 years and everyone forgets all those like diverging timeline things.
Yeah, right.
And then one of them is like, oh, but this is the one from the time in Ocarina of Time when Ganon won, and then that keeps going through to this.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So it's meaningless. It's pointless to worry about it too much.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild, he's kind of like Austin Powers, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like unfrozen at the start.
Exactly.
Yeah, he totally is.
Yeah.
There's a, you come out, you see that beautiful vista, and you just see the big boy statue just right in the center of it. You can go straight there if you want.
That bit where Link has to reverse his horse back and forth.
Come on, Ben, you got to have one.
He fucks a lot.
Great. He fucks a lot. Love to hear it.
Sure does.
Fuck. He's always horny.
I've also been playing a lot of Dragon Quest XI, which I talked about quite a lot when I was playing the demo of it. Continuing to love it. Beautiful world design. Very just classic RPG gameplay. When I've been, you know, reading reviews of it and stuff, the criticisms that I've read of it are that it's, some people think it's too traditional, which I guess if you've played heaps of RPGs, it doesn't really mix up the formula at all, which, you know, I can see if you're, you know, had enough of that. That's fair.
Especially when it's the 11th in a series.
Totally.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, people think that the combat is no good, but the combat is just really straight by the numbers, turn-based, which, I like. But also that's to do with having not played a ton of turn-based RPGs, especially growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to kind of never like them. But, yeah, it's just such a, it's such an engrossing world. It's so big, like you kind of, you are traveling around this whole globe. Like you get a ship and you sail from like to all these different lands and stuff. So it feels very large and very rich. And yeah, the story is like, you know, pretty, I've read them described as like fairy tales, and that there was a thing that someone was saying, cause there's a video online of the guy that reviewed it for, I think it's Polygon or maybe it's Kotaku, one of them, but his video review kind of got a lot of hits on it because he's like, he taught himself Japanese playing the fifth one. Like he loves the series, it's his favorite series.
Yeah.
And he loves this one. He thinks it's the best one they've had. And he kind of talks about how the kind of the perfect formula of it, and his friends that are into it as well, play like a little half an hour before bed. You know, it's a little like, you have your shower, you dip into this for a bit. It's a little bit of bedtime reading.
Right.
I've kind of been doing that a lot, and it is like, it's very like, a very chill game.
Right.
You know, very laid back experience.
Okay.
And the, you know, the production value and everything definitely lends itself to that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, how does it like run on the Switch and everything?
It runs great. Cool. Yeah. It's, you know, it's one of those things, if you watch it side by side with the PS4, of course, there's a couple little downgrades here and there, but watching it in isolation, it looks like it was made specifically for the Switch. Right. It looks great.
I played about less than 10 hours of it on the PS4.
Yep.
And I liked it and lost the thread on it. I think Red Dead came out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It just, you know, fell away. And so now I'm faced with the thing of like, oh, do I go back to the version that I already have but that doesn't have all this extra content in it?
Oh, yeah, right.
Or having a Switch, is it worth?
I talked about this before, but the having watched side-by-side clips of it, I reckon it's worth starting again from scratch on the Switch, mostly for the music. The music is, the orchestrated music is so good.
Right.
And especially when you watch it side by side with the MIDI synthesized shitty versions that they got a lot of flack for in the originals.
I did not mind on the PS4, to be honest. Because felt like, I know that it was because of situations to do with copyright, legal, weird bullshit. Mm. But it felt like it was just like a retro kind of choice they made with it.
Right.
If you let yourself just kind of go, yeah, this is what it is.
Right.
So and definitely I'm coming to it from the thing of having played a bunch of it with the orchestrated and then out of interest going, I wonder what this looked like with the... And it definite... But, I mean, the orchestration is so good.
So the additions other than the orchestrated music are the 2D mode. Does that have the MIDI tracks if you switch over to that?
I haven't done it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
You can't do it... You can't just, like, dip in and out of it whenever you want. I think you have to, like... You can only do it...
Like load up at the start.
Yeah, you have to like load it up. So you can't just be on the map and hit a button and switch over.
So it's not like two separate versions of the one game that you're stuck in the one you choose it or whatever. You can switch, but not
you
on the fly.
You can switch, but there's something where I think it takes you... You have to like load it as a new save. But you'll keep your progress. But yeah, you then have to like commit to playing it in that mode... for a bit until you get to the next save point and then you can switch back over or something like that.
Interesting.
So I kind of haven't bothered to do it. Yeah, but it does have this thing in it, which I think is actually in the original, where you find this little world that you go into that is retro themed and it's got, there's this device where you're going back into these little segments of all the previous iterations. Right. I think maybe just like half an hour or an hour's worth of them.
Yeah.
So there's like you dip in and you just do these little quests in there and then that'll get you, it's entirely optional, but it'll get you different items to use in the main game. And it looks like, you know, it's that 16-bit kind of style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I guess it also serves as like a bit of an ad for the previous ones if you want to track them down in whatever way or whatever.
They've put 1, 2, and 3 out on the Switch again. Yep. Released those and all of them have been... on Nintendo handhelds at some point.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see the rest of them pop up on the Switch as it goes.
Cool. But yeah, it's great. And especially with a whole bunch of flying coming up, I'm looking forward to dipping in on this a lot.
Extra like backstory for some of the characters and like some new characters as well, I think.
Oh, yeah. There's additional character stuff that I'd, you know, having not... I'm still not super... I think I'm 15 hours in or something, so... I don't really know where that's going to come up. Right. And I also don't have any point of comparison, having not played the original. I'd started playing Ni No Kuni on the Switch when that came out.
The original.
Yeah. And was really, really, really enjoying it. But I kind of got the sense that it was quite similar tonally and combat-wise and everything to Dragon Quest XI. And I knew that when that came out, I was really going to devote a lot of time to that. And I just kind of thought, I kind of can't have two of these going on at the same time.
Totally.
So I put it on the back burner.
Well, it's a strange game to be named after that part of Full Metal Jacket where that woman says, Ni No Kuni.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Oh. That's what it's named after,
I felt the collective shudder. All three of us at the same time.
All of our listeners' souls crying out in pain. But another weird thing that they both have in common is that in the...
Show me your anime face!
They make you want to blow your brains out?
Yeah. Certainly okay. in their westernization, in their translations. So they've both got these weird things where they're like, they've made... The main guy, I forget his name, in Ni No Kuni, the little fairy guy with the lamp on his nose.
Yeah, the Scottish dude? Guy.
Welsh. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's just got this, you know, it's just funny having this quaint Japanese thing and he's, you know, he's there with this like wild accent.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of villages that you go to in Dragon Quest. And it's funny because I've switched to the Japanese language track, audio track in both of them. So you're hearing someone in Japanese, but then the subtitle text just is still... phonetically like, oh, whoa, you're a right little blighter, aren't you? It's like, this is a fucking headache.
I do like that, though, when they have to try and find a Western accent equivalent to whatever the Japanese... Like, often, like with Japanese farmers in, like, a Western dub of it, they'll just give them, like, a Texan accent or something.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, a lot of Dragon Ball guys where it's like...
Well, I don't know no dang old Dragon Ball now around here.
Don't you come no closer, I'll shoot you with my shotgun.
I ain't got no Goku. Shrek's in this game first. Ain't no Goku mode. Yes. There's a Shrek over here.
But I wonder how much of that, and maybe someone listening will know this and can tell us, how much of that is based on... Is that a liberty that the localization team takes where they think, oh, this would be funny if he was, you know, he's a little kind of weird looking yellow guy. If he's like got this, you know, that'd be a funny juxtaposition. or whether in the Japanese the person doing the voice has some kind of regional accent that translates across, and it's written into his character, and the team pass that along and go, hey, when you're casting this, it should be someone that, you know.
I believe it is that.
Yeah.
Right, really? They convey that? Yeah. Interesting.
They are fine. Like, that character in the Japanese is the Japanese equivalent of Welsh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I believe that is the case most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Uh-huh.
Before we get too far away from it, and we already are, I'm going to Vietnam in a month, so if anyone has any recommendations while I think of it.
Yeah.
I'm already going to get a cheap suit. Apparently that's the big thing to do there.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
And I've never done it. The Mekong Delta.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm staying in Ho Chi Minh City. So if anyone has any cool shit to do,
I can eat some Vietnamese food.
That is the first thing I'm going to do.
What is your favorite Vietnamese food? Like a rice paper roll.
Probably banh mi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Banh mi is good.
Yeah, I think that's my I don't mind like a vermicelli salad.
I reckon vermicelli is my number one.
Really? Yeah. That's your number one?
Chuck that shit in some rice paper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do all of it.
Noodles in there.
Don't you worry. I'm going to do all of it.
I would say if you have time, which it might be hard, try and go to Hoi An for a night or two. Hoi An is so fucking good.
It's possible. I can do a flight. It's because it's only like a 2 or 3 hour flight there.
Well, it's annoying because you've got to go to... There's no Hoi An airport. Yeah, you've got to go to Da Nang and then drive from Da Nang. But it's maybe the best place I've ever been. It's so good and it's so unique. Yeah. And they have a type of noodles there that you can't get anywhere else in the world. So almost worth it to just get the cow lao.
Yeah. Well, that's a two-dayer. Like, that's worth that time.
And
yeah.
it's chill. I mean, Hoi An is just like a crazy big Asian city, whereas Hoi An is like super chill on the river. You ride around on a bike. It's like completely different to anywhere else you'll ever go.
I think, I'm looking forward to Ho Chi Minh City because I like big cities, but yeah, nice little couple of days, quiet
Excuse
time.
Excuse me? Nice couple of what? I mean, a nice what?
A nice con the fruit of a what?
All right, yeah, we better wrap it up for another week.
Once again, we are recording this early, so if there's anything you feel as though we've missed,
Yep.
You're correct. Spot on. And we're sorry. We'll talk about it next week.
We'll be back next week. But just to put a pin on that, Dragon Quest XI, great game. Really recommend it. Yeah. Really, really polished.
I keep meaning
stylish.
To play. I've downloaded the demo, which
I think you'd like it.
Like 11 hours long. So
I liked what I played on the PS4. Mm. And we'll likely have a copy going soon.
Yes.
Guys, thanks for listening. Head to filthycasuals.com.au for the links to our socials and the Patreon. You can support the show and get an extra episode every week.
Ooh, yeah. In around 2 weeks.
Yes.
Or maybe even slightly less. We'll, I think, have a new Bandcamp episode.
Oh,
up,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, about 2 weeks from when you're hearing this, probably.
Yeah.
We've said what that is. Rareware.
Rare.
Yep.
The history of Rare and the best games.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So keep an eye out for that.
The Bird and Bear are back.
That's one of the ones I've played.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've played, I think,
Battletoads, right? That's Battletoads you're talking about?
Yeah, that's Battletoads.
Bandcamp, you can get heaps of our premium episodes on there and, support us on Patreon if you would like.
You can also get all of our Bandcamp episodes on Patreon for $20 a month.
Yes.
You also get everything else below that, obviously, as well. The weekly bonus episodes, the Facebook group, and our undying love.
Very true.
Up to you, whatever.
So true. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
entomb me with my video game fucking wall thing that I'm building. Entomb me with it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be entombed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.